This is an uncensored podcast about sex and sexual topics. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to preserve the anonymity of its participants.
In the Rite Aid, and you know, when I was leaving, they had a whole big gallon of hand sanitizer, and I had so much stuff in my hands, and I wanted to sanitize my hands, and then I was like, you know what, bitch, you're going home, wash your fucking hands, stop being ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? And me and the cast, like, because I was talking to myself, yeah. But like out loud so the cashier can hear me, and we both chuckled and like just went about our day, because some of it, to a degree, it's like, yes, we're being cautious, we're being safe, we're being conscious, but some of it is like just perpetuating anxiety within people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
You have to find a balance.
I mean I can't even imagine if I were living in New York right now, like, I would be, I mean, I'd probably be super chill, actually, because, like, all my New York friends have kind of been through it, and they're just kind of like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, a few months ago, I might have been, like, shitting my pants.
Right. In the beginning, in April, you know, it was like, oh, okay, don't touch anything, don't touch anyone, don't let anyone touch you, don't come close to me, move back, you're too close. Yeah. Like, now it's like, okay, you have on a mask? Okay, fine. Like, you know what I mean? it's like, okay, you have on a mask, cool. Okay, we know each other, I know somewhat of what you've been doing or where you've been around. Okay, cool, let's sit down and, like, let's eat and take off our mask and be in each other's faces. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, I can go to your house because, you know, I know, like, what have you, but it's weird because, you know, I don't know if I told you, but I teach preschool for special education. Mm-hmm. So I'm in school. We're in person. And then I also work part-time in a soul food cafe. So I'm, like, you know, in both fronts, I have to go along with all these changes that have occurred within a matter of, what, 5-6 months?
Yeah.
And it's been intense, but it's also been just, I feel, another like lesson in being able to accept change. Mm-hmm. You know, as it is, just change in general, you know, because inevitably things are always bound to change, you know. That's like the one thing that we know for certain is true,
right,
in this world. And so if anything, I feel like that's what it's really taught me. And so, yeah, I'm dealing. I'm fine. I've flown. I've been back and forth to Miami like two times during all this. I wore a mask, washed my hands, zinced up, vitamin C'd up. I mean, I'm taking so many vitamins, bitch. I should be a fucking, like, it's like, she should be glowing, strong, healthy bones, teeth, nails, hair, everything.
You like, look like that.
I'm like loading myself with vitamins, so.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look thank glowing. You. It makes me feel like I need to take some vitamins. I'm not sure if I'm doing enough of that or not, but, okay, so, oh my God, so, who have you been flying with? Like, because I wanted to travel up north, and I was like, I don't know what airline I feel safe flying with.
I've been flying with whoever's in my budget.
Okay.
So I've been flying like Delta, American Airlines. Delta's a little bit better than American.
Yeah.
But they're both shitty.
Okay, so because I was going to
say Delta is the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, should I try to get on a flight on Spirit Air, like to Detroit, like, and have someone sitting right next to me? I don't know. Like, I was like, I don't know. But I don't know. I need to travel sometime. I'm getting antsy.
I feel you, and that's another thing too. It's like, you know, there's always going to be rules. There are always going to be some type of rule, some type of restriction, even within yourself, right?
Right.
So it's all about, like, knowing how to navigate that in a way that works for you and works safely for everyone else around you, right? Because, like, for me, I live at home with my dad. You know, my dad is, like, of a certain age. He's about the age of 70. He just turned 75, actually.
Oh, wow.
And so when I left the first time, I was like, okay, you know, it was, like, in May, and I specifically went down to film a video for my friend because they were filming a video in the house, okay? So I'm like, okay, cool. It's not like we're out and about, something crazy. You know these people, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're filming, they're your roommates, so it's not, like, too risque.
Yeah.
But even with that, like, I was like, you know, you just never know. So I did quarantine there for 2 weeks before I came back home, you know, just to make sure that I was okay, everyone else around me who I was staying with was okay, you know?
Yeah.
And I came home and thanked the Lord that everything was okay. Everyone was fine. Also, like, I was just getting super antsy, like, being home, working from home, Zooming from home, so I'm like Zooming like 3 times a day, sometimes 4, you know, with the kids and all those meetings, and just, I mean, it was insane, just like, you know, being stuck in the house. And I was like, I need some type of something, you know?
Yeah. Have you lived with your dad for long? How long have you lived with your father?
Since I moved back here from Boston.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. So you and your dad are close then?
I guess you could say that we are, yeah. I guess that's, yeah. It's an interesting, I don't know. My family dynamic is very interesting because people are like, are you close? Your sister? Are you guys close? And I feel like, yeah, like, I'm a Scorpio. So, like, I'm very private. I'm very, like, emotionally independent. So I don't really, you know, share, like, too much, like, my attitude towards everything generally. And he's like, it is what it is. Hi, hello, I'm here. You don't see me. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess you could say we're close. I was definitely, like, a daddy's girl growing up. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I was a mama's boy, I guess.
Right. A boy, a girl.
Mama's person?
What are they giving?
A mama's baby.
Yeah, me too. I was like a daddy's baby. Yeah. I guess you can say that at the time.
Yeah, my dad and I weren't as close. And then in later years, I had to, like, make that connection happen. Like, I had to build a relationship with him. And then, fortunately, we did that before he passed away. But yeah, I'm still pretty close to my mom. Like, I live with her now, which is a little crazy.
Okay.
And it's not forever. It's, like, to save money and then get the fuck out. But yeah, my mother and my stepfather are, like, Republicans, and so I'm, like, dealing with that in this election season.
Okay. So are they Republicans who are planning on voting Republican? Because you have a lot of Republicans who are now voting for Republican.
Well, I won't say, like, I know who they're voting for, but I know that they already voted, and I'm assuming they voted for Thou That Shall Not Be Named.
The orange one.
Somebody's been calling him Mango Mussolini. Have you heard that?
No.
That's so weird.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So there's that. But I canceled out at least one of their votes yesterday. So there's that. But yeah, living with your parents is interesting. It's useful. It serves its purpose.
It does. It does. You know, we get into our spats. We got into a really big one the other day. And I feel like it's interesting, right? Because your parents are your parents until you become an adult, whether you live with them or not, you know? I feel like there always comes that point where, like, you're like, okay, technically I'm your kid, but we can possibly be two very different people, you know? Mm-hmm. Just in the way that you communicate and, like, you express your emotions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. That is interesting. Because, you know, she's all peace, namaste, la la la, until people become very passive aggressive. And it's like, okay, my intuition is way too strong, so I need you to say out loud what I'm hearing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just say it. Like, just so that we can have a healthy conversation and we can, like, gain clarity and gain resolution.
Yeah.
Because this silent, like, dark cloud is not helpful to me or you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. I'm a Taurus, and I don't really keep to myself.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh.
But I'm trying to, like, keep my own secrets. Like, it's really hard for me. To just be like, okay, I've got my plan. I'm not going to share it with, like, my parents or anybody. Because I don't want anyone's opinion, you know?
Mm.
So I've been having to learn that, like, if you don't want someone's opinion, you can't share your goals with them.
Exactly.
And that's hard for me.
And, yeah, I mean, I think the thing is that people are going to have an opinion regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what they then will do if you don't tell them is that they will gather thoughts that are not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's not that, like, I'm completely, like, this, like, enigmatic, like Enigma, who's like my whole life is a mystery. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely talk. I definitely do tell. I definitely do share. However, if I get the sense that it will not be received,
yeah,
in the positive light, or like I'm explaining to you here in bits and pieces as I go along, and everything that you throw at me is negative, then I'm like, well, this is not for you. Then, you know what I mean? It's for me.
Yeah.
And then so I keep it to myself. If it's something that I feel like, you know, because you can have your opinion and it could be a very different opinion, of course. And like, if I need your advice, I will ask you. That's another thing, too. It's like, I don't really ask people. I don't know. I think I describe myself as like emotionally independent, right? It's like, I don't really ask for much.
Yeah.
Just like, sacred space, you know? Like, if I share something with you, if you share something with me, it's with me. If I share something with you, you know, and I expect that in return, and a lot of times I don't really get that because not everybody has that, like, space or that capacity sometimes. They haven't, you know, worked on that.
Right.
But I think when you spend a lot of time, like, by yourself, it helps you build that.
Mm-hmm. Do you meditate a lot? Are you a meditator?
I'm not, like, a traditional meditator. I need to honestly put it more into practice. And it's weird. Like, I don't know what it is about my vibe, but people will come to me and they're like, how do you meditate? And I'm like, bitch, I look like a fucking guru. Like, and they're like, oh, but you're always so peaceful. You're always so calm. And I'm like, I'm honestly just like this. Like, I can't. It's just my personality. You know what I mean? However, there are certain things that I feel that I do that help me get into a meditative state. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like sitting on the floor and closing my eyes and like finding the quiet space. But I'm in the shower. Like, that is a calming, clearing, I mean, physically and metaphysically, you know what I'm saying, moment for me that I take time to just quiet the noise. Sometimes when I sit, well, a lot of times when I sit in the mirror and I do my makeup, that's another form of meditation. I'm so serious. It's like I'm kind of focusing on my face, right? And like being creative or what have you, but it also kind of like zones me out like a little bit.
Yeah.
When I was running, which she's not doing. when I was running, that tended to be another form of meditation for me too. And it would have to be in like a very green area. Like I was like, I tried the gym, I tried the treadmill. I have to go to like a very green space and run in that area. And that tends to help me just like clear out the things, the unwanted things in my brain that are distracting me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I definitely find it better to do cardio like outside if it's really repetitive. Except that my gym has become like a community for me. So like a social aspect of that, like I get to get out of my house and like see people I know. And so I guess if it's not going to be in nature, it's got to be like social or something. Like there's got to be something other than just moving the same motion for like 30 minutes. You know, it's got to be more than that. So yeah, I wish that I was like, okay, it's so fucking hot here in the summer. Like I cannot run outside. Like there's no way. Also there's like alligators like everywhere.
Really?
Well, there's some.
Oh my God, animals.
There's definitely animals. There's a ton of weird birds. Like huge, humongous birds. Like you would, I mean, I don't understand. Like you probably see them when you go to like Miami or, you know, different parts of Florida.
I love that though. I want to move there, by the way.
You should.
I'm so over New York. I think, I don't know if I had mentioned that to you before, like on Instagram or some like direct message, but I, like everything that you just mentioned, like even though like you can't mention it in a tone that's like, get away, nature. I'm like, no, the animals. I'm like, I love all that stuff. I love the ocean. I love the woods. I don't spend much time in the woods anymore. I used to when I was when I used to do like a lot of after school stuff and we used to take the kids to camp and things like that. So that was always nice for me too. And these are all like things that I didn't even realize that like kept me in with that job for so long that I didn't even realize. But I love all those type of things, and I love like bringing people along who normally wouldn't enjoy those things, because I tend to like be like, but look at it from this way, and then they're like, oh, like, you know what I mean? I feel like I need to host like maybe that'll be my group thing. Like I need to like move somewhere and have like adventure time. It's like I'm a little adventure with Sage.
Yeah, like just You could help city people like get comfortable with nature. That could be a side project.
Because I think
project.
That it's so important. I really do. We're so disconnected from nature, and like, it's sad, you know, because the way that everything is going, it's like, how long are we gonna be able to really appreciate and enjoy these things? You know.
Exactly. That's true. Well, fortunately, even the conservative people in South Carolina seem to care about nature here. I don't know why, but although there's still, like, offshore drilling and, like, there's still some shit happening that's not great, but, yeah. I like it. I like nature. My friends all think I hate nature, but I do. I like it. I'm uncomfortable, and it takes me a minute to, like, get into some things like, oh, can I really go in that water, or like, am I gonna die?
yeah,
like that's happened. I stepped on a cactus not too long ago, and that was stupid. I don't even know what it was doing here. Like I'm not in the desert, like what is that? It was so horrible. And like, I don't like, a lot of my friends here like to go fishing, and I'm not really about that. And like, I don't want to go hunting. Like, I don't want to kill anything. I'd rather just like watch the things from a distance.
That's how I feel about sports. It's like, yeah. I don't want to watch. I would almost rather play, but not really.
Oh, well, you know, I'd rather play sports than watch them. Yeah. But I still don't really want to play a lot of them. Like, my friends go golfing a lot, and I just think that is, like, most boring, white-ass fucking thing you can do.
Unless it's, like, mini-golf, where there's, like, cute little fixtures, and you go on a date. Maybe that's fun.
Oh, yeah, I would love to go that.
But I think it's the date part that's fun, not the actual golfing.
Oh, no, I love mini-golf. I mean, it's the only kind of golf I can even do. As far as, like, being able to, like, aim and hit a ball and have it go, like, a distance, like, there's no way. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. So I haven't seen you in like 2 years, basically.
I know.
That's crazy.
It feels longer than that.
Yeah, it does. Oh, I feel like the last 2 years have flown by for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't believe I've been gone from New York for 2 years.
How does it, so, I mean, you described a lot of it, but overall, like, are you happy with the decision that you left?
I am, but I mean, I'm definitely not in a place that I want to stay, so that's a little bit frustrating, but I knew I had to get out, and I was kind of looking for, like, the easiest possibility, and that was just to, like, live in my parents' house. And for the first year and a half or so, they didn't even live here, so I was, like, you know, living it up, kind of.
Watch your fingers.
Just pretend like this is my fucking house. But now they're like...
Until that one day when they came home.
They came knocking on the door. Who's that sleeping in our bed? Yeah. Well, they retired, so now it's like I'm retired with them.
Okay, yeah.
It's very weird. But so, like, what's happened in your life in the last 2 years? Like, I feel like you've learned a lot about yourself. Do you even remember the last 2 years?
The last 2 years. Well, let's retrograde, right? So, last year, around this time, I had made the decision to... start hormone replacement therapy because I no longer felt comfortable being like in this limbo for me. That's the way that I describe it. Okay. It's not because for some people the in between is their place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, it just wasn't working anymore. Because I felt like for me, that place, when I really sat there, like, right, talking about meditation and listening to yourself, it was like, okay, this is not home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is just, this, that was just kind of a place of rest before I went on this journey. So... that was, I guess, when we're talking about, like, the past 2 years, that's what the first year in this grouping was. So this past year was the journey to womanhood, honestly, you know? I mean, I've always known that I would make this decision. It was just a matter of when I felt safe, comfortable, and ready, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it. Like, I'm really loving it. I'm really happy. Mm-hmm. I feel so much more aligned with just not only myself, but, like, certain desires. Because, you know, you have certain, like, desires and goals for yourself, like, as a person. Like, I want to, I don't know, be more expressive with how I feel, or I want to be more, I don't like less guarded or like things like that. You know, it's strange because these are not the things that necessarily like a doctor will tell you that may happen to you, like psychologically on this replacement, but it does. It does have a lot of effects on your mood, and the way that you exhibit it.
Yeah. What has it felt like being like replacing your hormones with more, was it like more estrogen or more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more estrogen for sure. Well, for starters, my body has changed a lot. Not a whole lot. Cause I feel like I was always kind of like slim, curvy kind of thing. you know, yeah. The boys like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So that has changed. I'm curvier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, it's just enhanced, like, a lot of my, like, already existing feminine qualities.
Yeah.
And, like, they're still enhancing, I feel. Like, every so often, like, I just, like, really take a step back and go, like, wow, like, my skin has changed, you know? My appetite has also changed, too. Like, I cannot fucking stop eating sometimes. Like, it's like, bitch, we don't bleed once a month, but we get all the other fucking symptoms. Not so fun.
Are there certain weird cravings that you've exhibited?
Oh my gosh, so funny. All throughout, like, the end of high school, all throughout college, like, I used to have really, really bad acid reflux. I shouldn't say really, really bad. I've heard worse. Mild acid reflux. And so, even though I didn't like them, spicy foods was, like, a no-no. But now, it's like, I need everything to be spicy and savory and sweet at the same time. Like, it's the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
So brunch
true,
is...
I promise you. Yeah.
Brunch is your favorite meal, then?
Brunch, you said?
I feel like you can get all that in a nice brunch.
Really? I don't know. You might have to add it. Like, I might have to be one of those people who walk around with hot sauce in their bag. No, for real, I'm dead serious. Because sometimes I go places and I'm like, what do you mean you have hot sauce? Like, fuck.
That's
but
crazy.
It's so weird because I used to be so like, oh, hot sauce. Like, oh, I can't take it. It's too hot. Like, it's too hot. No, don't give me anything spicy. And now it's like, I crave spicy things.
Yeah.
I crave it.
Well, I mean, for me, all of my digestive issues are, like, completely tied to, like, emotional issues, like anxiety and depression. So anytime I'm having a lot of stomach stuff, it's, like, times when I'm super stressed out or super anxious or just not feeling balanced with myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're just feeling like you're in your own body now, and it's almost like, let's make this spicier because, you know, I'm getting a little comfortable here.
Yes, the titties are growing. That was something that I didn't think would, like, really occur. Uh-huh. Because, you know, like, I don't know how much you know about, like, hormone therapy, but from what I've understood, like, the older that you get, you know, the body has already kind of settled.
Yeah.
And so it takes longer, or sometimes it just doesn't take to the body as quickly as it may have, you know, for, like, someone who is going through a first puberty, or, like, someone who, you know, maybe 5 years ago went through puberty, you know, like, if you were, like, in your early 20s or something like that, or, like, you know, like, 20 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, certain shirts have to go away because this is a little bit too thin for the situation. And so, yeah, like, navigating that, you know, like, I've never really dressed masculine per se, or like a man per se. So it hasn't really been hard navigating, you know, finding clothing that I like. Actually, like, I'm more, like, even more experimental. But, yeah, like, having to, like, find bras that work for me and support me and feel comfortable and all that has been, like, a new thing, too. Because it's something that I never really, like, fathoms, you know? Yeah.
Well, there's, like, a ton of cis women who don't know their real bra size either, so...
Yeah, like, all of these things, like, I'm learning, too, and, like, girls are like, yeah, I don't know if that's who, yeah, this doesn't work for me, too, yeah, just, and I'm like, really? Wow. Because I've never really had, like, this strong desire to, like, oh, like, I want boobs, like, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's kind of like, it is what it, like, if it happens, cool. If it doesn't, and I cross the bridge where I'm like, okay, this is something that I feel is a necessity, then I will do something about it.
Yeah.
But it's cool that it's kind of happening a little bit slowly on its own.
Yeah. You're just working with the booty in the meantime until, like, we see what happens?
Well, yeah, I mean, again, so these are things that have always been there, but, like, now, because things are a little bit more, like I said, it's kind of like, oh, okay, like, we can wear swimsuits and we can show, you know what I mean? It's like the presentation is different, so it's what was now underneath is like, being shown, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting because, like, when I look in a mirror, I guess I'm in the in-between. I guess that's how you would explain me. But I...
No. That's how I explain myself. You know what I mean? That's how I explain myself.
Yeah. But you felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think I feel more comfortable in the in-between. But I, when I look in the mirror, I'm oftentimes, like, very confused by what I'm seeing. Because some parts of me, okay, I feel like are more feminine, and other parts of me are way more masculine, maybe. And I also have issues with my weight. So, you know, when I lose weight, I feel like I can pass more as a man, and I gain weight, I feel like I'm like, oh, which way am I going here? It's very right. Interesting, mm-hmm, when I'm naked in front of a mirror.
But you're gorgeous, and I think that that's what's unique about you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. And yeah, like, I've always been, like, kind of on the slimmer, thick side, especially after 25. However, like, approaching 30, I was like, okay, what's going to happen, you know, 10 years from now? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Am I going to feel like the person that I know, the woman that I know that I was supposed to become, you know what I mean? And if there's something that I can do about it now, then why am I so fearful of doing it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's what it was for me. It was like getting over that fear of, like, not even, I guess, acceptance. Yeah, acceptance is a part of it, but it was more so like just even like taking a leap of faith into something that's like uncharted. Because I'm not like a huge, like, you know, I'm on something that pretty much I'll have to take, you know, for the rest of my life or until, like, the body kind of settles, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not big, like, I'm not a person who's always, like, in the dark, thank God, Leandra, a person who's, like, you know, always, like, at the doctor's, like, I go for my yearly checkup, and that's it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I have a headache, like, I'm not popping Motrins or Advils or anything like that, kind of drink some tea, lay down, and deal with the pain. So the fact that I have to take something every day, or, like, thinking about, like, you know, possible even surgeries, it's very, like, otherworldly to me. You know what I mean? Like, it always, like, kind of frightened me. And once I got over that and, like, did as much research as I can, I'm like, okay, this is something that can be done safely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not as scary as I think that it is. Yeah, I get what you mean about seeing, like, both, but it was more like I saw the feminine and I wanted to maintain and enhance it.
Yeah.
You know? Because, yeah, they say, like, especially in the 30s, I think for men that, like, either your testosterone can drop or it can, like, remain, and, like, the nose starts to widen, your shoulders get broader, like, all of those kind of things, and, like, I was like, mm-mm, girl, mm-mm. she's not about to be doing that, so we gotta... Yeah. We gotta nip this in the bud, you know, be proactive about it.
Yeah. How were things like when you were, I mean, did your dad already know, like, did your friends already know you were interested? Was it like a coming out experience?
I did not really know as far as how I wanted to identify. Does that make sense? Like, I think everyone has always known, like, at the time, like, oh, like, he's very feminine. He's very expressive with that. He's not shy about that. He has no issues with that. But I think the identity part, right? Like, no, I'm wishing for you to call me something else, mm-hmm. because I'm moving through the world as a woman. You know what I mean? That I think some people may have been shocked about. Some people were like, I always saw you as a woman. So it's like, girl, let's do this. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My parents are still kind of like, like, I think your parents, because they're the people that, like, literally created you, it's a little different for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They haven't really expressed, like, any disdain or also, like, any, like, super, like, congratulations, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how my parents are in general. Like, they just kind of, like, take things for what they are and keep going.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how they are. So.
And your friends, your friends kind of had an idea, like, you've been open with them kind of incrementally, or...
Not really. I think that's why I've had some really close friends who were, like, kind of, like, taken aback and have kind of, like, rolled off the radar. But then what I found with them is that they have their own identity issues, and they find my emergence intimidating. It's honestly, for the lack of a better word, of what it is, you know? Or, like, they feel like, oh, like, I have to get to know you all over again. And in a sense, they may be right, but at the same time, the core of who I am has not changed, right? It's just the covering. It's just the motion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit of who I am is who I've always been, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the way that I look at it. That's the way that I
That's how I see you. Yeah, I see you as the same person that I'm not exactly the same person. I mean, you're 2 years older, but although you look just as young. But
oh, thank you.
I remember, like, 2 years ago, I think you were kind of saying, like, oh, yeah, you can call me whatever you want to call me. Like, you can call me you can call me And then you were, like, starting to wear, like, your hair long and do certain things. And then I think I just saw you all of a sudden on Instagram recently, and I was just like, oh, she is, like, all in. I can tell. You were, like, in a bathing suit on the beach, and I was like, she is all there today.
She's all there today. And that's where she shall remain.
That's where she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, I literally, it's interesting, right? Because growing up in New York City, it's like, trans people are not necessarily, like, foreign here.
Right.
But especially if, like, you're a part of the LGBT community, so. And I used to always admire the girls, but like, at least the stories that I had kind of heard in high school tend to be, like, a little horror-ish. And so I was always like, oh, I can't because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to end up this way or that way. And all those ways, like, kind of pointed down something, like, very shadowy for me. And it's sad because, like, I feel that kids who are growing up knowing that they are of a different gender than they were assigned, you know, like, shouldn't have to feel that way. Like, I shouldn't have had to feel like it wasn't going to be successful, or I wasn't going to be successful, or I wasn't going to have a full life, or, you know, something like that. But now I feel like this day and age, like, there is more representation. There is more, like, you know, we still have a long ways to go.
Yeah.
However, I think at least now there's a little bit more of a head start than at least my generation had, you know. Like, here in New York City, it was like, oh, if you're trans, you're in a house, you're doing this, you're doing that, like, you know what I mean? Especially from the inner city, it was kind of like that was the life, which was not necessarily true. That was just one life. That was just one avenue, one, you know. I don't even know how we got onto that, but sorry.
Well, I just keep thinking about all the brave trans people that came before, and I mean, you're right. We're in a much better place today, but there's still so much happening that needs to change, and I think it's, I can't even imagine for someone who realizes they're in the, like, they were assigned the wrong gender at birth, like, in a place like where I live, like, I don't know what you would do. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like, what would he or she do? It's like, you know, thank God for the internet, I guess. Right? Because truth be told, so again, like, growing up in New York City, it was like, okay, you're trans, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the girls, some of the girls, at least the ones that I knew or, like, knew through other people, like, it didn't really seem like a lot of them were, like, gaining, like, you know, sustainable, like, jobs and, like, stuff like that. Like, it's crazy, you know? It's crazy to, like, even think that, like, that was something that I thought, because it's absolutely not true. I'm quite sure there were plenty of girls, but, like, you know, like, you just didn't know, or you, like, didn't meet them, or, like,
yeah,
we didn't have these different outlets to where we can speak to people and find out, like, how is this going for you, you know? Like, it was just kind of like a very underground thing, and it still is in a lot of ways, you know. And a lot of girls, like, or men, you know, trans men too, trans men more so, I think, a lot of times they're able to go, like, what I've heard the word is, like, stealth for, like, a really long time, and people just not even know, you know, what the journey was for them, and they are where they are, and they are who they are. It's not, you know. Which is cool in a lot of ways, because it's like, okay, like, you don't have to deal with a lot of stigmatism or over questioning that no one, regardless of their gender or their gender identity, cis or not, should have to deal with. It's like, this is who I am, just take it or leave it, you know. So, yeah, like, somebody who's growing up in, like, the South or, like, Middle America, I would hope that there are some places on the internet, on television, that they may be able to at least see, like, okay, you know?
Yeah. And then move to New York.
This is possible. This is safe.
Move to a city. Whence you can. Which I think is the tradition, is like, you, if you're not understood wherever you grew up, you move to a big city, eventually you call home or go home, and, you know, at that point, maybe you've changed everything about what your parents thought you were. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's still the story, but that's like, you know, because kind of what you were saying is like, you heard some horror stories early on. And certainly there are horror stories, but the narrative has changed in a lot for a lot of people. And you have to immerse yourself in the success stories too. Like, you can't just believe that it's always a bad situation, because there's now so many people who are making that journey. And now there's a bunch of really amazing stories.
Yeah, and it's like, even for me, you know, because, you know, you and I, we went to a music school. So, like, for the most part, we're, like, immersed in, you know, creators, whether it's musicians, producers, actresses, you know, that just that world of like what, you know, so it's kind of like those stories are great too, you know, they're far and few, but it's like, what about the average girl or the average guy? You know what I mean? Not to use the word average, but like people who are not in the spotlight, people who are not being looked to in that way that, like, you know, Hollywood or whoever puts them on this pedestal, just like the people in your community, you know, because those are the people who are, like, a lot of times really experiencing, I don't know, they're, you know, they're working, you know, regular jobs, they're serving their communities, they're, you know, living next door to people who may not necessarily know about their experience or what it's like, or sometimes even agree, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Versus people who, like, work in the entertainment industry may so find themselves around people who are more accepting or more understanding or more, like, you know?
Yeah.
That could just be my brain, but I do think that we just need to, like, talk to more people, like, in our communities, you know, about these things, which I try to do, you know, as much as I can, and be that person. And that's the thing, it's like, I think after a while I was like, okay, well, you just have to create your own lane, you know, your own experience, and not continuously be, or somehow subconsciously be, looking for like a similar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. What,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, what do you think your, like, sex life has been like? Like, has it been busy? Has it been, has it kind of changed?
It has changed, but I'm not really sure yet if it has changed because I am changed. Well, yes, it's, there's a duality to it, right? Because I think in a physical way, you know, it has definitely changed. Things are different. I'm excited to, like, explore, you know, what things I enjoy and what things I don't enjoy, because those things may have changed. I have not been sexually active very heavily on face-to-face therapy, just because it kind of does really feel like a second puberty, you know, like, I haven't really had, like, this huge desire to, like, be with anyone like that, so I'm sorry, I don't have any tasty, juicy things to share.
That's okay.
And also, yeah, like, I'm kind of, this is not just an outer physical thing for me, it's a very spiritual thing for me, and it's a healing journey, and emerging as a woman is helping me heal a lot of, like, just, like, heartbreak that I've had, honestly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, I'm kind of celibate right now.
I mean, I feel
celibate right now, and it's definitely by choice.
That's good. I've been celibate because I moved here, and I'm like, who is here? What is this?
And I'm just, like, I've always been really picky, and I feel like, I'm like, okay, bitch, are you too picky? Like, what's going on here, you know? But yeah. It's also just, like, I just don't want, I guess I'm just tired of, like, the casual, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Like, do you know how, like, you see those girls, right, who are, like, all super flirty and, like, we'll talk to guys, and then, like, the next minute, they're like, fuck you, I hate you. Like, I'm definitely like that sometimes. It's like, if they do not come at me in the most respectful way, it's like, I'm so sensitive. Like, I'm just like, nope, I'm done. I'm turned off.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, forget it. I thought I wanted you inside me, and now I don't. Like,
no, I do not. Yeah, that's fine. I feel like in my 30s, I'm learning to listen to what I really want in my body. And like, I'm only surrounding myself with people that understand that. Like, if I'm like, ugh, I'm just really not feeling like going to a club, or I'm really not feeling like having sex tonight, or like, and I just don't deal with friends that are like, oh, come on. It's like, no, bitch, I'm not 24. Like, no.
No, I'm still young and free, but I'm not as wild. Do you know what that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm down to have a good time, like, but I'm not down to have a bad time.
Yeah. And even with guys, it's like, I'm definitely down to have, like, a really good time. And it could be a really good casual time. However, we need to, I don't know. I guess because even casually for me, it's like, I need to know, like, a little bit about you before we're touching each other. You know what I mean? Like, let's not just, like, you know.
That's okay.
Just make sex happen. Like, let's you know, let's keep it cute.
Right, so we're not on,
but
like...
Most, you know, but guys don't want to hear that. They don't want to do that.
Well, if you're finding guys, like, are you finding guys on apps, or is that not a thing anymore?
That's a thing still, I guess. I will say that more guys, like, do approach me in the street, and less creepers. I mean, the creepers are always still going to be there, right? But, mm-hmm. like... I guess because, you know, like, I'm more in my element. Yeah, like, there are guys, like, this one guy, I was at work and I was closing, and he was an Uber Eats driver, and he was like, hey, like, can I get your number or whatever? And I was, like, so flustered and, like, just, like, trying to, like, close up, because it was, like, we're literally, like, closing, and I'm like, dude, you picked the wrong time to, like, try to talk to me right now. So I was just like, yeah, like, sure, like, here's my number or whatever. And he's been trying to, like, get up, like, a few times. Like, he's called. And that, like, you know, like, I feel like that could turn into, like, a cute date. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's kind of equal, to be honest, like, between, like, the apps and, like, just hanging out or working. But I guess I'm just not, I don't know, I'm not being moved right now. Like, I just haven't found anyone that I'm like, yes, okay, let's hang out. Let's go out on a date. It's like, we cannot get past, like, the texting, or even, like, on the phone. It's like, and then also, truth be told, like, I mean, we're living in a very socially distanced time, you know what I mean? So people, I feel like, are definitely still, like, you can tell me, I don't know how it is in South Carolina, but here, I think people are a little bit more apprehensive, as they probably should be, to, like, meet people online, or even hang out with, like, new people that they don't know, they haven't known pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that definitely has effect on, like, the whole dating aspect right now, too. For sure.
Right. Definitely. I mean, my thing is, like, on an app, there's, like, not that many guys that are close by. So, like, the nearest guy might be 25 minutes away, like, by car, which is, like, like a really far ways away.
And then, what app is this?
Well, any app. Like, it could be OkCupid. It could be... I mean, there's guys on, like, Scruff and Grindr, too. But there's a lot of really scary-looking guys on there in my neck of the woods. Like, you're like, are you really...
They're gonna murder me.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, there might be a guy who's, like, in another town in South Carolina, but it's, like, a two-hour drive, and it's, like, well, we better talk for a couple months first to make sure we even want to meet with each other, you know, because that's a drive. So, it's been a little bit like that. You know, kind of, like, a lot of the cute guys are in, like, the slightly bigger cities, like Charleston, even in North Carolina, like, Raleigh-Durham, Asheville. So, like, if I'm willing to drive a little bit, you know.
Better be warm, that's what? No.
I better be get, like, an Airbnb for the weekend, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, so it's been a little, and I live in what's basically, like, a retirement kind of village. So I've been seeing a lot of, I've been seeing a lot of zaddies, a lot of grand zaddies.
Let me tell you something, that if I had a type, right, or a few types, the zaddies are definitely my type, and it's always been my type.
Yeah.
But you have to be, like, athletic zaddy. You have to be, like, yeah. I'm zaddy, but, like, you know, I still got, like, some swag to me. I work out. You know what I mean?
There are some really hot zaddies here.
Yes.
But everyone over a certain age is married. Like, everybody gets married here.
Girl.
And I mean, I'm not saying I haven't fooled around with some wedding rings, like...
Child.
But I don't feel great about that.
I don't think any of us do.
No. But I mean, I didn't force him. He wanted to...
Right.
Do whatever.
You didn't force them. And they were on the same app that you were.
And I probably, you know what I mean? I probably do something your wife doesn't do.
If it wasn't you, it would be somebody else.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I know. That's like a thing, especially, you know, like for us, like the girls, like I just think, you know. So going back to the examples, right? Like, I feel like for men, and maybe for women, too, because I've got some hit-ups on the app, and I'm just like, girl, no, she's not bisexual. She's not a lesbian. Power to them, though. But,
right. No.
Yeah, it's like, there's, like, this fetish, right? Like, I feel like a lot of trans women, especially, are, like, fetishized. And they're hunted, and you can kind of pick up on that right away usually, but sometimes it's also like a very subtle thing. And I think that it has a lot to do with, like I said, like it's like we have not had many or a lot of visibility in terms of just like the social dating aspect life of a woman, a different kind of woman. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, not even necessarily having to put the word trans in front of her. So I feel like a lot of men, like, they told me, like, oh my gosh, like, the first time I ever saw, like, a girl like you was, like, in a porn magazine. You know what I mean? Or, like, on a porn site. Like, you know? So it's like, their brains are tuned to something that is not realistic. It's a fantasy. And we can very well be that. You know what I'm saying? We can give you that. However, we're a whole person. Like, it's not just, like, about that for everyone all the time. You know? Right.
Yeah.
And that's anyone. But I feel so... It definitely happens more so, like, in the world of being trans.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure if it happens so much in the trans man world. I'm not, like, well-versed, but I feel like, yeah, that definitely has a lot to play in, like, choosing the right guy and date, because it's like, if I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood. And if I'm not in the mood, you know, then we can't entertain.
Yeah. I'm recently, like, very into trans guys, and I feel like, I wonder if they are accustomed to how gay guys treat each other, because sometimes, like, if I'm drunk and I'm flirting with a guy, like, I might be a little rude. Like, I'm a little rude, but not, like, mean, just, like, I want to touch your butt, or, like, I'll be, you know, like, I don't know, like, at a bar, you know? So I hope they're ready for me, but I definitely am into it.
That's so interesting. So how has that been?
Well, again, there's not a lot of...
Have you experienced?
No, I haven't. I went on a date with a trans man before I left New York. So that was a while ago. And I really liked that. It was fun. We made out a little bit. It was great. But I've never had intercourse with a trans man, and I'm interested in doing that. But obviously, like, I want it to be a thing where, like, we take our time, because, you know, I don't want anyone to get hurt. I don't want anyone to be, like, uncomfortable, and I don't want it to feel like I'm treating it like an experiment. Like, I really want to respect the person.
Right.
And maybe I might need a little, like, showing how. Like, how do I go about that? Like, I don't know. Like, I've never gone about things like that before.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I'm ready. And sometimes, like, I get, like, this little tingly feeling. I'm like, ooh. Like, there was, like, this one... Well, they identified as a girl, but they had very masculine qualities, like, in college. So they were definitely, like, a stud. And she used to, like, jokingly say, like, she's like, when are you going to let me take you out on a date? And I used to be like, stop it. Oh, my God. Like, stop playing with me. Like, stop. Like, I was so shy around her, because I was really attracted to her. And I just didn't know, like, and so... Sometimes I go with that, right? Like, in my mind, where I'm faced with situations with guys, like, in, you know, on my end, where they're, like, they don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know how to receive. Like, they just don't, like, I'm like, okay, you felt like that before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's a very real feeling. You know what I mean? It's a very real feeling. And you want to be respectful, and you want to be, like... open, but you don't want to maybe act upon it unless there's a certain kind of a thing.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes you don't know until you, like, jump in, and you just gotta find, like, I guess, a person who is willing to take that leap with you, either way that it goes, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the other thing, I keep finding trans guys that are, like, gingers, and I'm like,
oh,
that'd be kind of cute. That'd be cute,
that
right?
Would be so cute.
Oh my God. My mom would be like, what is this? Okay, fine. Do you guys drink at brunch, or are you not a big drinker?
I definitely drink at brunch. I probably will have at least one or two.
Mm-hmm. That's safe.
I go to this spot, that a friend introduced me to that has, like, really good... Well, that was in the summer. They had, like, really good, frosés.
Oh. So
it was, like, frozen frosé.
Right.
Frozen, like, rosé.
Yeah. It was good. I miss a good frosé. I don't think anyone knows what that is here.
So, Drew, so circling back, like, so I'm sorry because I didn't ask you. So what are your pronouns?
Well, you know, my pronouns are still he, him, but I am fine with people calling me she, her, or they, them.
Okay.
Like, basically, I jokingly would call myself, like, a lazy, like, queer person. Like, I'm just like, eh. But it's not because I'm settled for something. It's just because, like, I really don't take offense to being called. Like, some people mistake me for a woman a lot. Because I believe I have, like, a subtle shape-shifting kind of ability. And sometimes...
You definitely do.
Yeah, people, like, they'll first see me as a woman sometimes. And then they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then... And I have to explain to them that, like, I'm not offended that they thought I was a woman. And then they're like, they don't always understand. They're like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with women. They're wonderful. But I'm not trying to push they, them on anyone here because their brains would explode, I think.
Yeah. It's even hard. So linguistically, right? Like language wise, like it is. And I'm not saying this to take away from the experience, because it is a very valid experience. It is a very valid pronoun to describe someone,
right?
You know, but however, just the way that our language, a lot of languages, has been set up, it does kind of make it a little challenging at times.
Right. With, like, so plural and singular.
It does take more of a practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have a friend.
And it's a learning curve for a lot of people.
Yeah, one of my best friends, she knows, like, tons of trans people, and tons of queer people, and she is like, you could tell her tomorrow that you're changing your pronouns, and it's, like, in her mind, like, cement. Like, she's just like, she will never refer to you the wrong pronoun again, and you're just like, holy shit. And I also think that I really like that some people are starting to put their pronouns at, like, the bottoms of emails. Like, I think that's wonderful.
Like, wow, I haven't seen that.
A very few people are doing it. And actually, I think a lot of cis people are doing it, like, just to be, like, to show that they're open to, like, they're an ally or something.
Right.
But it's definitely cute. And, I really like it if people decide they want to do it, but I haven't done that. And I wouldn't really know, like, I wouldn't really know what to put down. I put down something each day, I guess, different. I have an issue with, like, you know, filling out my gender on any kind of an application. I think that's, like, really kind of rude that they don't allow you to say, like, other sometimes, or, like, just not mark it.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, if I have to mark something, I usually put male, unless I'm feeling like just like being whatever, then I'll just say female, or it depends on what I'm filling out. But I also, you know, like, if I'm waiting for a fucking bathroom and they're like a single person bathroom, like, I'm just going to go in whatever one opens up first. Like, and if someone gives me an eye, I'm going to be like, fuck you, I had to pee. Like, I didn't pee on the seat. I lifted the seat, or I sat down to pee, because I do that most of the time anyway. But yeah. And of course, North Carolina was where they had those problems with gendered bathrooms, but I don't think South Carolina had those problems. So, but we're awfully close, so who knows?
It is interesting. Like, even that's like a whole navigation that I feel like I have my own apprehension about. Like, no one has ever told me, like, oh, you can't be in here. Oh, don't go in there. What are you doing? Like, because again, you hear the horror stories, right?
Yeah.
But I pop in really quickly, do what I gotta do, and come out, because that's what the bathroom is for. It's not supposed to be a socialization thing, unless you're with the girls and you're at a bar and you're like, okay, like, let's take cute pictures, or like, let's have a conversation in the bathroom. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just not a place. It's not a communal place. But, you know, it's go in there, do what you gotta do, and come out. So it shouldn't really matter. And Yeah, like, I'm just like, you know what? I'm very proactive. Bitch, if somebody ever tries me and be like, there's a man here, I'm like, where? Where? There's a man here? Where? You cute? Where? Where? You see one?
Oh, my God. I love that. Have you ever seen, there's this Amazon, or it's on Showtime, it's called Work in Progress. It's this really good show. Have you heard of it? So it's, the main character is like a super butch lesbian. I believe. I don't think she's, she might be queer. She might be genderqueer. But she ends up falling in love with this trans man. And I think I'm remembering that right. But there's like a scene where, is it she does it? I think it's her. She's like, she goes into the bathroom at this like stadium and everyone thinks she's like a guy and she starts like yelling at them. It's so funny because she's already mad about something and she's yelling at someone anyway, I think. It's the most funny scene. And then she's like, nobody has it worse than me. And then she turns around and there's like a woman in a wheelchair and she's like, it's so funny.
Right? Oh my gosh.
It's such a good show, but it is unfortunately, I think, on Showtime, which like nobody has.
Right. It's like Netflix, Hulu. Yeah, I've recently been more so into Hulu only because I'm rewatching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
And I'm realizing, I'm like, wow, this is where all my romantic trauma has come from, because this is my fucking life. This is my fucking life. Me and Angel, it's like...
Did you have Angel posters on your walls?
I had Angel posters in my mind, in my drawers.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I think I've only watched like one episode of that show.
But you know who Angel is.
Yeah.
You know who David Boreanaz is.
I had to see those posters everywhere in like the early millennium, late 90s. Also, there was a movie, there was the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie that apparently nobody really likes from like the early 90s.
So the show is a spinoff from it, but of course the show was like, way, you know, 10 times better.
That's what everyone says, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's definitely, like, a cult classic. Like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, wow, I was watching this at, like, 9, 10 years old? That's crazy, like. And then you're like, oh, they're in high school? Oh, yeah, she's technically, like, 16, 17, and he's a 200-year-old vampire, yeah, but he's, like, way older than her. Like, you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
What are you feeding into our psyche? Hello, welcome to my childhood.
Now I like zaddies. Yeah.
So, I'm learning a lot. I'm like, wow. This is why. This is potentially why.
That's so funny.
So I've been on Hulu... that's just been, like, my thing. Like, I feel like I'm, like, determined to finish the whole series. So, yeah. Like, that's been, like, my thing. Late nights with Buffy the Vampire Slayer and making my own homemade ramen. And having my evening after work.
I love that.
I'm such an old young lady.
I do shit like that, too, though. Except for I'm obsessed with, like, anything true crime related or like just really morbid, and then I get really depressed and then I have to watch something stupid to like make myself happy again. It's great. I know you practice Kabbalah. Do you do anything like pagan or is it?
Oh my gosh, I'm so surprised that you remember that.
Yeah.
Do I do anything that's pagan? Well, I feel like even though Kabbalah is definitely like Judaic, it is very mystical, so I think that it definitely overlaps into some, I guess you can say, pagan, la la la. I mean, even Judaism, no shade to, like, anyone who is, you know, traditionally Jewish, but I feel like I would say the same thing for Catholicism too. I feel like it's very ritualistic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know. I definitely would not describe it as pagan, because anything that I do is always connected to the light. However, I will light a candle, you know, every now and then, but it's more so for me, right? It's more so symbolic for me that this is something of focus. This is something of intention, and it just helps me align myself with that intention. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's so funny because, like, at my other job, one of my my coworkers, he's Dominican, and he'll call La Bruja. He calls me a fucking witch because he's just an asshole. But, oh my God. I mean, like, I would never consider myself a witch. I've read up on Wicca. I've read up on these things. But, like, it's just not necessarily for me. Although I do feel, as we spoke about earlier, very connected to nature. Here we are, sitting out in the trees and, like, admiring and absorbing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coming up to, like, Halloween, like, I definitely don't observe it as, like, Samhain or, like, anything like that.
Yeah, no.
I feel like the spirit world is a very real thing, and it's not necessarily meant for everyone to dabble in that way. I'm still very, like, a monotheistic girl, if you will. But I do think that the elements have a lot of weight in this world, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Earth, you know? So it makes sense to me, but some of it is just out of alignment with my beliefs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I kind of pull from a little bit of everything in some ways.
That's what we should do, I think.
I know, right? I know, but again, everybody has their comfort zones or what worked for them or what they've been taught or raised as. So, yeah, like today, like I just bought like 2 candles and I was like, okay, girl.
Well, I'm so glad we got to chat. I love talking to you, and I wish that we, like, did that more.
I know. I was going to say to you earlier, I'm just like, hi. I mean, it's, like, so cool that we did this, but, like, can we just, like, talk on the regular, like, you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. And I want to just know how everything's going. And, I mean, you definitely are one of the people that inspire me to live my truth. So, thank you.
People tell me that, and I'm like, I don't, like, I receive it, but I'm just like, girl, I'm just, you know, doing my best to live, like,
yeah,
as authentically as I can, you know? And I always tell people that it's not, I mean, I know, like, for me, it hasn't been, like, an overnight thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be. I think that's, like, being specific about, you know, gender and gender identity and stuff, like, and, like, the more that we, like, explore and learn is that it is a journey. It is sometimes an evolution. It's not just, like, a one-stop trip for people all the time. You know, for some people, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, because of the society that we live in and the world that we live in that way, that is another form of a privilege, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because thus far, you know, it can be a little challenging, or oppositional at least, or viewed as oppositional, or viewed as, what's the word? Unconventional, or,
yeah,
you know, like it's the grain. But I've just always been used to that, so I'm just like, okay, it's just another thing. Like, it's just another thing, and I'm out here. What else can I say?
You're out here living, yeah.
So, I appreciate that, and I will do my best to continue, and I hope that, you know, if there's anything at all that you ever have, like, a question about, or you want to talk about, like, I'm definitely here for you. You can ask me anything. You can reach out to me for anything, and I'm more than willing to.
Thank you.
Yeah, for real, Drew. I really mean that.
Oh, so sweet. Well, mm-hmm. Have a mimosa for me. I'm going to go work out my upper body now.
Yes, that's another thing. You've always inspired me with that because I'm just like, I've always, like, from a distance, like, loved yoga. Like, I've done some yoga practices too, but I don't know. I don't think I have that much, like, consistency and, like, the workout area. It's like I go through bouts and periods, but I've never, like,
yeah.
So that's great. Definitely the next step.
I do it more for my mental health than anything, but my body hurts. Like, when I don't work out, my body, like, feels like crap. So that's, like, a big thing. It's just, like, maintenance kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can never sit still. Like, I have to move all the time. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Where do you normally post your cat or your podcast?
So it's on all the major platforms. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts or whatever, mm-hmm. Stitcher, all the things, really.
All the things. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll send you a link if you want to check out some other episodes. They're mostly just silly, but then some of them, like I said, are more spiritual. Some are more, it's just like whatever we feel like when we're talking.
Right. I feel like that's what we kind of did. Like, we just sort of, like, went with the flow. We got a little spiritual. We got a little.
Yeah. Little, it's just about people and what they do with their lives and their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't share any, like I said, any juicy, because she has, like I said, has not been. Although, I've been like, listen, I just need somebody to squeeze my fucking tits. Like, that is something that needs to happen. And I think that it will soon. But, like, yes. Just yeah. from behind. Like, just, gently, of course.
I'm sure that will happen sooner than you think. It might happen at brunch.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I need that, too, actually, come to think of it. That would be nice. All right, girl. Well, let's talk soon.
Okay,
then.
Okay, honey.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Be safe.
Thank you for listening, lovers. I am so happy to bring this podcast to you, and I hope you're enjoying it. Please do not forget to subscribe on whatever platform you listen to. Like, leave us a review if you have the time and you feel up to it. And if you want to send us some sexy little stories of your own, or just let me know if I've said something stupid and fucked up and you wanted to correct me. It happens. Hey, whatever. You can email us at makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram at makesexwithmepodcast and also on Twitter at makesexpod. Bye-bye.